Hi there. The word for you today is, how are your children doing? In Genesis 18, verse 19, God says of Abraham, he will command his children after him. At a Promise Keepers conference in Texas, James Ryle told this story. When he was 2 years old, his father was sent to prison. When he was seven, authorities placed him in an orphanage. At 19, he had a car wreck that killed a friend. He sold drugs to raise the money for his legal fees and was arrested, charged with a felony, and sent to prison. And while he was in prison, James accepted Christ. After he served his time, he eventually went into the ministry. Years later, he sought out his father to reconcile with him. Their conversation turned to prison life. James's father asked, which prison were you in? When James told him, his father said, I helped build that prison. He'd been a welder who went from place to place building penitentiaries. Looking at that audience of men, Ryle said, I was in the prison my father built. Your children may not always heed your advice, but they'll never escape your influence. Any time a child spends the first 18 to 21 years of their life with you, they'll grow up to do one of three things. Number one, repeat your mistakes. Number two, resent their memories of you. Or number three, rejoice in the legacy you left them. Listen to what God said about Abraham. I know him. He will command his children to keep the way of the Lord. Can God say that about you? Philip the Evangelist won the city of Samaria to Christ, but in Scripture he has an even greater claim to fame. In Acts 21 verse 9 we read that Philip had four daughters, all virgins, who did prophesy. His children made it morally, and they made it spiritually. So here's the question. How are your children doing?